Last week's damaging storms have prompted the state government to increase the number of suburbs that are now eligible for disaster assistance funds. 28 suburbs on the Sunshine Coast are now on the list, allowing locals impacted to be able to apply for grants. Personal hardship assistance includes grants of $180 per person, up to $900 for a family of five or more to purchase food, clothing and medicine. Applications for grants can be made at qld.gov.au/disaster help. It's a week today since the supercell storm impacted the region, with Energex now reporting it's been able to restore power to all homes. Queensland is leading the rest of the country when it comes to ADHD, with local GPs to begin diagnosing the condition from today. The Australian First is in a bid to cut wait times for specialists while allowing for more affordable care. Dr. Nick Yim from AMAQ says they'll also be able to prescribe the medication.
But as we acknowledge, these are very, very new changes. So that means that the GPs still need to adapt. So we are asking for the public just to be patient as we also adapt to these changes.
The Noosa Council believes the local area's housing crisis could be solved if people opened their spare rooms up to lodgers and local workers. The council says most homes within the Shire have at least three or four bedrooms, but they're predominantly occupied by just one or two people, meaning there are potentially thousands of spare bedrooms. The council's been collaborating with Better Together Housing and its parent, Coaster Bay Housing Group, for a number of years, trying to find housing solutions for older women in particular. It's reminding residents with big backyards that they don't need planning approval, providing they meet self-accessible criteria for self-contained tiny homes or secondary dwellings. Also making news, the state member for Caloundra is launching a Shop Local campaign today. Kendall Morton encouraging us all to support local businesses in the lead up to Christmas. A mammoth effort from Unity Water Crews. They've managed to replace more than 1,000 water meters near the end of their 10 to 15 year life cycle across the coast since the 1st of July. And it's Robert Irwin's 22nd birthday today, with a party happening at Australia Zoo.